two crazy cops, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, suffering from, which is a recognized mental illness. We talk about crime, and we talk about solutions. I sent a solution to Mr. T-Fank. I actually sent him a solution, Mr. T-Fank. I sent Mr. T-Fank a solution, a proposal, to bring up, to create a subcommittee. Nothing's happened to him. I'm here to create solutions, folks. These cops need to be in jail. They do. They murdered Evel Ford. They killed him. And any cop that condones cops murdering innocent people is psychotic himself.
Mr. President, we've continued to item 8B.
Okay.
Until the next meeting of August 18th. We're now under public comment.
Speak about anything you want.
We're now under public comment. We have 18 cards. We have Prentice Jenkins, Joseph Thomas, Kai Utsumi, and Jerry Dietrich.
Madam Secretary, for the convenience of the commission, would you call all the names that you have? And if the folks are here, if you just please raise your hand so we know the folks who are not here and can manage it. So would you, we know Mr. Jenkins is here. Any of the other preceding names that were called, are those individuals here? Madam Secretary, would you call the remaining of the names?
Van Dyke Abdullah, Melina Abdullah, Jamie Garcia, Nicholas Dahman, Michael Novick, Paula Miner, Anthony Radcliffe, Jasmine Richards, Nia Amina Miner, Jatobia Ford, Amara, Eddie Howard, Gabriel Regalado, General Jeff, Willie Jackson, Joyce Santroy, Pastor Grover Durham, and Pastor Vernon.
I'm sorry? Oh, you're here?
Yeah.
Okay. So the public comment time to submit a new card is over. We've determined that there are, I think you've got Mr. Jenkins, then 1, 2, 3, 4, so there'll be six speakers. Thank you. You're first.
Okay. He wasn't a gangbanger at all, Mr. Hill said, who was a neighbor who saw it. I was sitting across the street when it happened. So as he was walking down the street, the police approached him. Whatever was said, I couldn't hear it. But the cops jumped out of the car and rushed him over here into this corner. They had him in the corner and were beating him, busted him up. For what reason, I don't know. He didn't do nothing. The next thing I know, I hear pow. While he's on the ground, they got a knee on him, and then I heard another pow. No hesitation. And then I heard another pow, 3 times. At one point, while the police had Ford on the ground, but before the shooting took place, Hill said he heard an officer yell, "Shoot him!" Gunned him down, just like Henry Solis. Gunned down, soul named Rodriguez. Henry Solis is sitting in the county jail. Murder charge. Could be going to prison for life. He could get the death penalty. An LAPD officer with a stain on him. Right? How come these two cops aren't where Henry Solis is? They did the same thing he did. What happened with Henry Solis was, he didn't make it look like it was an altercation. All Henry Solis had to do was make it look like it was an altercation. He would have got off. Henry Solis was so drunk and high on, probably good God, heroin or ecstasy or cocaine, because you know you got cops to do that. 10% of them are crazy. 90% of them are good. 10% are out of their minds. And so you got 9,000 cops. I went to public school, and even I can do that math. 9,000 cops, 10% of 9,000 cops is 900 cops that are just like Henry Solis that killed Ezell Ford. You know they're crazy. Guess what? You heard these cops in the police. The cops heard the other cops, Henry Solis. I like to nuke that whole freaking neighborhood. That's what we need to do. Y'all heard it before.
Okay, next.
Can we have any next speaker just state your name before we speak?
Hello, my name is Nicholas Dahman. I work with the Los Angeles Community Action Network and I'm an academic at USC. There's much to say here, and I think I'll actually simply focus on your own textual documents that you've presented, and your own findings in and around the uses of force and other such things. You state, quote, all incidents are evaluated to identify areas where involved officers can benefit from a tactical debriefing to improve their response into future tactical situations. This is an effort to ensure that all officers benefit from the critical analysis that's applied to each incident as it is reviewed by various levels within the department and by the Board of Police Commissioners. I think that's good as far as it goes, but I think as a civilian oversight board, there should at least be a mention of that perhaps in the future we will have less violence towards our own citizens. I understand the multiple levels of legality around immunity and conditional this and that, but it's very difficult to understand this highly dehumanized language. So-and-so's tactics warrant administrative disapproval, to be out of policy, use of force to be out of policy. And it gets worse. Decision to approach and physically contact the subject was an unjustified and substantial deviation from approved department training. I had the sense, at least rhetorically, that the Constitution was the law of our land, not department policy. I do appreciate very much that the commission effectively working at looking at the entire context rather than the last 2 seconds before the trigger is pulled, but I think we have to recognize that the police really do need to protect and serve the people as much as the institution of the police seeks to continue to maintain itself. Thank you.
Another speaker, please.
Good morning. Patrick Robert Durham, CPAP, Los Angeles Police Department, Southeast Division of Education President. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you. I am here as a member of the community. I too have seen a lot of things from, including the 1965 riots. Los Angeles today is not the same Los Angeles back then. I like to say thank you to the LA PD. I like to say thank you to the community. Working together, I'm a bridge for community and law enforcement. I've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of kids. I've seen a lot of adults. Things are, again, they're not the same. It's okay to disagree. However, if we communicate, we can find a common ground and move forward. This is what's going on in Southeast Division. I won't say that everything is peaches and cream, but it's definitely not what it used to be. In Southeast Division, we do empower the walk on figure war. We pass out resource packages to the homeless, to the veterans, I won't say gang members, but I'll just say subculture of Division of Los Angeles, because we're all residents. It's just that some of us have, you know, come from different places, and we're working together to bring us to the one common point. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You have to
understand.
Go ahead.
Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Joyce Bantroy, and I am the president of the first LAPD Senior Club. And we are out of the CPAP group.
I thought Chief Pacinger was a big
So we're trying to bridge the gap in our community. What our club has done is we created a scholarship project where we went into the schools in our community to try to help those kids that are latecomers or late deciders about going to college and giving a small scholarship. And then we adopted a convalescent home where we go see and give Christmas gifts and birthday gifts to seniors whose children or family members are not visiting them. So it's all done in an effort to get the information out that we're not all bad, that we want to help each other and encourage each other. And that which we have learned, we're sharing with the youth. and that which we have accomplished, we are sharing with the seniors. So we're just really proud to be part of the group by the LAPD Southeast. And we thank them for joining with us to help us to get the message across that there's good and bad in all, but working together, we can make a great difference in this world and as well as in our community. Thank you.
You know, I just want to say something. I listened very carefully to your... Where's the cameras on you guys?
After the meeting, please, so you can come.
You guys are great. You're doing great.
As opposed to...
My name is Woody Jackson, and I work for the Department of Veterans Affairs. And you know, Officer Hill was talking earlier about a part of the community is networking with the VA. Now, as you well know, there's a lot of veterans everywhere. My job is to go out in the community and help that veteran at any cost, whether it be the police, the sheriff, probation, or whatever. I'm going to tell you, Mr. Busamana, one time, I know you're a veteran because you and I spoke, and that's what I do. I go out and shake hands with anybody, especially if they're veteran, because veterans deserve a right to, you know, to be treated as a man or woman or whatever, as a human being. You got veterans in your families. And look, if you want to know how a veteran, we really want to know how a veteran feel, ask that veteran in your family how you feel. Whether it be World War I, World War II, Revolution, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, we network with the police department. We also network with the sheriff department, with the county jail, and all this type of stuff like that. We're there to help the veteran at any cost. And I would go there to help that veteran, whatever. And I can see a lot, but I see the time moving on, once I get to talking, it's going to take all y'all to stop. But let me be slowing down right now. So I really appreciate this opportunity to work with Officer Hill, Captain, and these board members right here, I got a couple more minutes. And these are my board members. I work with these board members. I'm also a board member of Southeast. I also sit on the board at Newton Street as well. I used to sit on the sheriff board. Well, this is the VA. VA have us doing it, having us coming out. You're going to see a lot more of us coming out in the community doing the same thing we'll be seeing me do. Because it's time now to come out and see about that better.
General Jeff, you had a card in, sir. General Jeff, you had a card in.
Thank you, sir.
Morning, sir.
Morning, sir. A couple of weeks ago, there was a report that the Los Angeles Police Department and the LA Times conspired to have a journalist fired. That was caused with great alarm, and I did not hear that this body did anything to investigate or react to those condemning accusations. And then when proof was provided, that's basically the smoking gun was provided, and that it caused for alarm for all the entire of Angelenos in the entire city of Los Angeles. It's very troubling, and you know, to find that even to look deeper, even like when the funding, a lot of the officers' funding, they invest with Oak Tree Capital, and also to find out that Oak Tree Capital is, they also have funding that goes towards the LA Times, and so there's like, we're still digging up some information, and there's so much more to be uncovered behind this, and so, but for the department, this commission, excuse me, to not act more strongly to restore the faith in the Los Angeles Police Department, that's troubling. In regards to the Ezell Ford matter, you know, it's basically a lot of calm could happen for us across the city as Angelenos if something could be done to, you know, temporarily remove the officers off the field, you know, sign them to desk duty, and calm a lot of the pending results of a further investigation, because this commission, as well as another governing body, also said that the officers you know, were in violation, and so that would help a whole lot of the matters. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Morning, Commissioner.
Commissioner.
I'm Minister Pastor Johnson, Second Vice President of Southeast Division Clergy Team. Before I say anything, I'd just like to say the words I'm about to speak may flow through my mouth, but they come from my heart. This is really not a white issue or a black issue that's going on in our neighborhood. I think it's a human issue. Working with the Southeast Division Police Department, and I can only state that police department because that's the only police department that I work with, I become friends with officers. I once was on the other side of the fence. I was handcuffed going in. I'm on the opposite side of the fence now. I'm walking in, giving back to my community what I know I can give to my community. There's good and bad in all people, all races, all colors. It's seen. That's the bottom line to that. With that being said, I'd like to say this. Southeast Division, bred in part of the community there, is doing a terrific job. I'm a black man. I'm totally upset of what's going on in my neighborhood as well as anybody else. But there's a way to deal with injustice, regardless who the injustice is coming from. Violence is not the way. Rioting is not the way. Education is the way. Sitting down at a table of negotiations with other individuals, such as the police department, coming up with different types of strategies. What can we do as a community? Because after all, once the police go home, we still live in that community. It doesn't do us any good to destroy our community over an issue and wake up in the morning and we can't go to the store and buy bread for our children. We're doing these things to ourselves. People don't want truth because truth will set us free from any type of disagreement, from any type of element that is holding us back as a people from moving forward.
People want a new system. It's too late for reform.
We're not talking about, I'm not speaking, you, sir. I'm not speaking on reform.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
The last speaker?
It should be, yes, sir.
Okay.
I apologize for that last comment I made. I should have been more spiritual, and I let the emotion get to me. I wanted to talk about all the positive things that Southeast has going on for them. They have an incredible volunteer group that would put our stamina to shame, the way how hard they are out in the community. And a lot of that same volunteer group are CPAD members. They've been CPAD members for over 20 years. They're neighborhood councils. They do community cleanups. Unbelievable stuff. You know, I heard Captain Paso's presentation with South Bureau and Deputy Chief Scott last week, which was incredible. I mean, they are thinking outside the box to help the community. The other thing is the youth programs in Southeast and the hundreds of kids that they help who otherwise, you know, that every community has bad apples. You know, but when you have community members and police officers working together for the kids and seniors, I mean, that's what it's all about, and that's why they are doing so well. And the other thing, again, is they're engaged, they're invested. You know, when you have that mentality of you have community members and officers invested and engaged, it's a win-win situation, and I pray today is going to be a calm day. I pray that we can all come to, like, some resolution because, you know, we have so many positive things to be thankful for citywide with community members and Latino, Mexican American, Hispanic, whatever, but I'm just here to support my friends because they're doing an unbelievable job in, you know, sometimes very adverse situations. Thank you.
We're here for resolution. It's not the resolution that you want.
Okay.
We have no additional comment cards. We're now on item number 10, closed session. The Board of Police Commissioners will now recess into closed session. This is item number 10A123, in accordance with the Government Code 54956.